to glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. You can find me online at MikeLuoma.com, that's MikeLuoma.com, or at GlowInTheDarkRadio.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, after their .com/MikeLuoma, MikeLuoma. There's also a Glow in the Dark Radio Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. You can sign up for my mailing list on any of those sites. I've sent out a couple more recently. Wanted to remind people of where I'm going to be this weekend in Boston. And I wanted to let folks know I've got a new comic coming out this coming Wednesday. We'll talk about both those things coming up in the news. When you join the mailing list, you get a free copy of the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. It's not really a guide to life, it's really an anthology of my stuff. There's previews of things, you get Alibi Jones Vacation from the comic book, excerpts from the Vatican Assassin Index, the Alibi Jones short story Ghost in the Machine that you can't find anywhere else. It's now become a part of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest, the novel, so I don't offer the short story anywhere. All that in the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. The anthology of my stuff you can only get when you join the mailing list. The adventures of Alibi Jones continue on Glow in the Dark Radio. Alibi Jones is a mediator for the Solar Alliance. He helps negotiate trade agreements and other diplomatic initiatives. And he recently failed when trying to get the aquatic alien race, the Keeklik, to engage with the Solar Alliance. Turns out the reasons Alibi cited for the collapse of talks were borne out. Another aggressive alliance of reptilian aliens known as the Greater Ta was already there and undermined any agreement the Solar Alliance could have hoped to make with the Keeklik. Alibi warned his superiors the Greater Ta were dangerous, expansionist, and needed to be taken seriously. But Alibi's immediate superior, Brandywine, hates him. She used his failure as an excuse to demote him and send him off to a remote colony. And though Alibi filed his report, she didn't make a big deal out of his assessment of the Greater Ta. But then, the Greater Ta took over Dakur space. The cat-like aliens, the Dakur, were already SA allies, so the Greater Ta's attempt to instill and install their order wasn't fooling anyone, in this case. So Alibi was vindicated, and he returned from his exile. When he did, he met a Dakur envoy at his Aunt Anita's, who asked for Alibi's help. Alibi is now off to her, the Dakur's home planet. And there's a good chance he may be going to Kismet, where the crime lord Lavalor, who runs the world, told Alibi he's a dead man if he sets foot on his planet. We'll travel with Alibi to her in Chapter 17 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. In the news, I'm recording this podcast at my mom's in Massachusetts. I'm heading into Aresia for a panel tomorrow night. If you're at the Westin Waterfront Boston for Aresia, the convention, you can find me on the Self-Publishing 101 panel at 8:30 p.m. Sunday night. So maybe I'll see you there. If you need more details, just go to aresia.org or follow the link in the show notes. And also in the news, there's a new book coming out this week. Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, the full-color edition, issue 4 of 4. Me, Christian Navarro, and Juan Carlos Quatordio put this thing together. Christian did the original artwork, and now Juan Carlos has done the coloring job. Looks beautiful. Juan Carlos has actually done a pinup, a picture of BC, that's going to be in the collected version of the graphic novel. It's not in issue 4 that's coming out this coming week, but it will be in the collected full version of the graphic novel. But again, issue 4 of 4 coming out this week. It's going to be at drivethroughcomics.com and at Comixology. And the collected graphic novel will be coming our way in March, mid-March. In other comic book news, Good Samaritan Unto Dust 2 is coming out too. That's going to be out on Ash Wednesday, February 14th. Just makes complete and total sense for Good Samaritan Unto Dust to come out on that date. Ash Wednesday. And then we'll have the Vatican Assassin full-color graphic novel in March. So it's like one release each month in this first quarter. And that's the news. That's what's going on. Up next, I've got Chapter 17 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Now, here's Chapter 17 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. Alibi tracks down Brady Thomas, still in port on Sirius Central. Thomas is ready and willing to take him to Dakor for a slightly larger than normal fee, one still within Anita's limit. And so Alibi finds his ride back to the Cat People's planet. When they arrive in Dakor space, they find both Dakor ships and ships of the Greater Ta in orbit around Her. Her central control is much more accommodating when Alibi calls in for landing clearance. Brady Thomas stays with the ship when Alibi is escorted into the main city. After being given a chance to settle into guest quarters and enjoy a meal, Alibi is escorted to see Rakar. Overall, Alibi's welcome is warmer this time. The Dakor seem to be going out of their way to make Alibi feel more comfortable, especially when one of the Greater Ta is around. The reptilian race are present, not in overwhelming numbers, but sufficient enough to be evident throughout the main city. The Dakor seem to enjoy annoying the Greater Ta by being overly nice to Alibi.
I don't really care why they're being so nice. Just going to enjoy it.
Rakar, good to see you again. Alibi greets the older Dakor. Thank you for your hospitality.
You are welcome, Alibi Jones. Your Aunt Anita made the arrangements. We are being hospitable for her sake, Rakar warns him, and to annoy the Greater Ta.
Alibi looks surprised.
You did not think this was all for your sake, did you? Rakar asks.
No, not at all. I know better, Rakar. That's not what stunned me, Alibi tells the alien. Just surprised to hear you speak so openly about annoying the Greater Ta.
I do not care if they hear it, Rakar says, with some bravado. But this room is shielded, so they will not.
Ah.
So, you met with Kater Refundagrundle when he came to Ceres Central?
Yes. He said you would have come. Aunt Anita thought that sounded strange. She wanted me to visit you and make sure you were all right.
I am all right, although I am not allowed to leave the planet for the time being, Rakar explains.
Allowed? By who? Them? The Greater Ta?
Of course. They say they expect me to remain planetside and maintain order,
Rakar tells Alibi.
They tell me I may leave if there is an emergency that requires my personal attention.
Alibi's attention is suddenly drawn to the door to the spacious room by a commotion. Cat emerges through the doorway into the room.
I think we may have just such an emergency, cat growls. Kitra Funder Grundler Alcazar has been arrested and thrown in a cell on Kismet. They say he was there to kill Lavalur. He's been sentenced to execution.
What?
What?
Rakar and Alibi ask in unison. Rakar glares at Alibi.
I do hope you have not cost me my son,
he warns Alibi. Rakar turns to Kat.
That settles it. I will personally lead a delegation to Kismet.
I'll go with you, Rakar, Alibi says, but I'll need a disguise.
That seems useless and overly complicated. Why should we bring you, disguised or otherwise, with us to Kismet?
I have a stake in this. You know that, Rakar. Alibi finds himself pleading to go to a planet where he's supposedly a dead man. Come on, Rakar. I'll be an asset. You help me get in, and I'll get Kit out. You can conduct negotiations while I work behind the scenes to get your son out of there. The Catman considers his pleas.
Come on, Rakar.
At least, Alibi thinks his furry facial expression means Rakar is thinking. Another thought occurs to Alibi. The guy I came with, well, he's kind of a shady character, Alibi says. He could help us too. I think he knows Kismet pretty well. But he'll need to be paid.
I will give you a monetary award if you rescue Kit, Rakar says. You can give it to him if you like.
Does that mean you're taking me with you? Alibi has to ask.
Yes.
The bounty hunter has his own ship, Alibi informs Rakar. He'll probably want to go on his own.
We need to have a coherent plan, Rakar says. Lavalur is a smart man. It will not be easy to do something on Kismet that he doesn't want us to do.
Let's make some plans then, Alibi responds. Alibi fills Brady Thomas in later.
Kismet? Been there a bunch of times, kid,
Brady Thomas tells Alibi. Alibi tells Thomas he's giving Thomas the reward money for getting Kid out.
So wait, I only get paid if we get that Dakur out of there?
Well, yeah, isn't that how it usually works? You get paid when you finish the job. That's when you collect your bounty, right?
Sometimes there's a little up front,
the man says, but without a great deal of conviction. As far as Kismet goes, the only guarantee I've gotten wasn't real positive, Alibi says. I'm supposed to be a dead man if I set foot on the planet.
Who told you that?
Thomas asks. Peterson.
Oh, and you're still going.
Lavalur has two of my friends there now, Alibi says. He thinks he owns one, and he plans to kill the other. So yeah, I'm still going.
Alrighty then,
the older man says.
I'm in.
Brady Thomas agrees to make his way to Kismet ahead of the Dakur delegation in order to avoid looking suspicious. He'll land and try to find out where Katie is and where Kit is being held, and report back when the Dakur delegation arrives. Alibi hopes they can take action once he lands on Kismet.
That was Chapter 17 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio.
So they're going to Kismet. Even though Alibi Jones has been told, you set foot on Kismet, you're a dead man. It's a risk he's willing to take to rescue his friends, Kit and Katie. High stakes, dangerous, potentially fatal. Hope you can join us as Alibi, Brady, and the Dakur head to Kismet on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Remember, I'm going to be at Aresia for a panel Sunday night at 8:30 on self-publishing. That's a little bit of my news that's going on. Just go to aresia.org to find out more. A-R-I-S-I-A, aresia.org. Sunday night at 8:30, self-publishing 101. And Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, full color edition, issue 4 of 4, comes out this coming Wednesday. That'll be at Comixology and Drive-Thru Comics, a digital release. And with all 4 issues now out, we're going to be putting out the collected graphic novel, gathered under one cover, in March. So there's that to look forward to as well. And Good Samaritan Unto Dust, coming out in a month, on February 14th. And that is all for the news and everything else this week. Maybe I'll see you at Aresia. And I hope you'll be back for our next episode. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.